In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
And give Jesus praise. Clap your hands, O ye people, and give Jesus praise. Father, we thank you tonight for your presence. We thank you for the power of your Spirit that is all over this place, all over this ground. This is the last day of this conference, and I ask you, my dear Father, that you will visit everyone here tonight. Everyone watching in their homes, in our viewing centers, across board, everyone in this auditorium and those in the overflow, everyone on this ground, under the sound of my voice, let your mercy open up the heavens for us. Do something that will give us a remarkable testimony, a sign that we met you today. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name we pray. I'd like you to give the Lord a thunderous clap of praise. You're not clapping for a man, you are clapping for the I am that I am. Is that the best you can give him? Would you do me a favor and give him a big shout of praise? Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome you to day 3 of Youth Aflame Conference 2025. Looks like those outside are more excited than those inside. Hallelujah. Are you set for what God will do tonight? You are going to shout 3 hallelujahs. Huh? Before you sit down. Those inside will shout 3. Those outside will shout 3. And let's see who outdo or outdoes the other. Amen? And I believe that the loudest shout means the faster your miracle. Means the closer your divine visitation. Shout like you want to attract the angel of the Lord to your position. Are you hearing me? So this is competition, a Holy Ghost competition. Is that true? So let's start with those outside. Then we'll come to those inside. Those outside will shout hallelujah 3 times. Then those inside will shout their own hallelujah 3 times. Then we'll all shout hallelujah once. You know, when they stood before the wall of Jericho, they went around 7 days. But on the 7th day, they gave one shout. And that one shout, even hell could not recover from it. Are you ready tonight? God is about to open the heavens. Some of you may be laughing, but God will release miracles in this shout. Angels will distribute gifts in this shout. You said the amen like you didn't even believe it, so I understand. You know, yesterday I said sometimes it's difficult for believers to believe. Yeah. If I was on the street now with an unbeliever, he would do anything I say. But when you come to church and tell them, shout hallelujah, they calculate so much in church. How many of you believe that in this shout, God is opening your heavens? Do you believe that? The Bible says, believe the Lord your God and you shall be established so that you can believe his prophet, and that is what brings your advancement. I'm here as a prophetic voice to open you up to a new season. Do you believe that at all? You have to believe it. That's why you came. Are you ready tonight? So we'll start with those outside. And then you people inside begin to warm up. Amen? And if God bless those inside, they intimidate us. I'll move this pulpit outside. Are you hearing me? I'll move the pulpit outside and go and minister outside. Then you will be the overflow. Amen. Are you ready? Those outside, are you ready? I said, are you ready? Now shout that hallelujah. Number one. Number two. Those outside, you are going to lift your hands and shout this last one. And the power of God will come on five people. I'm laughing, but God is already moving. Are you ready outside? The power of God, God will break the chains on five people outside. You will lift your hands and shout this hallelujah. Number three. Bring those five people. Bring them for me. Ushers, bring those five people under the anointing. I just saw chains breaking there. Bring them out. Those inside, are you ready? Number one. That's good. Number two. You two will shout your own with your hands lifted. Now, seven people inside will be delivered in this shout. Ushers, please bring them for me. Bring those ones outside. Are you ready? Number three. Now we are going to give that one shout of hallelujah, all of us. Outside, inside, following online. Let it be your shout of victory. Anything that has tried to suppress your voice in this season, this is a shout of victory and breakthrough. The Bible says God has gone up with a shout. Are you ready to give that shout? Anything that has been covered by the enemy in your life will be uncovered in this shout. Are you ready tonight? Number two. And I prophesy it is your season for breakthrough. It is your season for breakthrough. It is your season for breakthrough. And bring them out. It is your season for breakthrough. Wait. I know you guys wanted to jam. Now I'm ministering. So you keep your jam one side and let's minister. Eh? I'm hearing breakthrough. I'm going to prophesy it seven times. It is your season of breakthrough. It is your season of breakthrough. Ay, 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 ay. It is your season of breakthrough. I said it is your season of breakthrough. I prophesy breakthrough. I prophesy breakthrough. I prophesy breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and give him praise. Hallelujah. It is your season of breakthrough. Anything that has suppressed your destiny, marando kovrekila hatakaya lahaba. Just bring them out. Oh, the anointing is working here. God is doing something. See, anytime I climb this stage, I'm in the spirit. Okay? I might be laughing, I'm in the spirit. Alright? Anything that has suppressed your destiny, I'm about to minister before you sit down. Please lift your hands. Any force from hell that your prayer and your fasting could not break forth or break through, that has suppressed your destiny, that has covered your ministry, any overwhelming cloud of darkness, any blanket of darkness on this ground and in this conference, in this 8th month of the year,
I prophesy your season of breakthrough. I prophesy your season. Hey, your breakthrough has come. Your breakthrough has come. Your breakthrough has come. Let those forces collapse now. 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 Shout amen at the top of your voice.
I didn't plan to start with deliverance, but that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. I'm prophesying by the Spirit. Any dark cloud from hell hanging over anyone, my God, I see the anointing touch hitting people right now. I stretch my hands. I just saw the anointing moving with speed in the congregation. Right, anyone, any head here that has been covered by dark clouds from hell. That's what has caused your depression. That's what is causing discouragement. That's why nothing seems to be moving. Hold on. Hear me? I hope you know anytime it is cloudy, one of the reasons why I told the weather that rain must not fall, it's not because rain is not good. Rain is a blessing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But one of the reasons why I commanded the rain not to fall these 3 days was because anytime it is cloudy, there is network interruption. Are you hearing me? Anytime it is cloudy, there is network. In fact, people who use Starlink, it doesn't function when it is cloudy. Now, God is showing me people here. I'm seeing about 41 people, and I see something like a dark cloud hanging over your head. You know what that means? No network. That's the reason why the last time you saw favor was a very long time ago. That's the reason why nothing good has happened. No testimony, no evidence. I'm speaking to those 41 people under the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, inside, outside, in the children hall, overflow, online. Marande koskete brata kayada. Every dark cloud of darkness hovering above your head, I command that cloud to be rolled away. I command those clouds to be rolled away. I speak to that dark cloud, be rolled away. 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 In the name of Jesus. Every mountain that stands before you, that's the reason why you cannot advance. That's the reason why there's no breakthrough. That's the reason why there is no job interview, no job offer. Marital settlement, zero. There seems to be stagnation in your ministry, in your family. Any mountain that has kept you stagnant at a spot, I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Let that mountain be leveled now. Let that mountain be leveled now. Let that mountain be leveled now. Be leveled now. Be leveled now. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy that your season of advancement has come. Your season to make progress has come. I'd like you to stretch your two hands before you. There are 27 people that will receive an anointing right now. Very intense anointing. And the Lord says, it's the anointing to make progress. In business, in ministry, in your family, in your academics. It doesn't matter the forces that have been fighting you. It shall come to pass, says the Lord, that the burden of the Assyrian shall be taken off your shoulder and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. That anointing is coming to level anything that stands before you. For some of you, it's not just progress. You are about to move with supersonic speed. Open your two hands before you. Right now, I speak by an apostolic anointing. Let that anointing for progress begin to drop on your hands right now.
inside and outside. Let that anointing for progress rest upon you now. Rest upon you now. Online in our viewing centers, rest upon you now. Anointing for progress, receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, help them, help them. Bring them. 27 people I'm seeing. That anointing for progress. I'm still prophesying. Are you guys ready? I'm prophesying that anointing. Anything that has kept you in a spot. I don't care if it's the forces of your father's house. I don't care which shrine has been opposing you. I come by the rod of a higher priesthood. And I prophesy to those 27 people now. Receive the anointing for progress. Receive the anointing for progress. Receive the anointing for advancement. The anointing to break through and break forth. To break through and break forth. Hey! Break through and break forth. Break through and break forth. Shout amen. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Fresh oil, fresh anointing for progress, for advancement, for speed. Hey! Ta na 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 ta na 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 ta na na. It's still falling on people. It's still falling on people. It's still falling on people. I feel an anointing for warfare, spiritual warfare. Please find somebody's hand and hold. We are going to pray for 2 minutes. We are going to pray for the next 2 minutes. If you can speak in tongues, just go ahead and speak in tongues. God is releasing an anointing for warfare to confront any demonic force that has opposed you. In the next 2 minutes, open your mouth. Outside, pray. Outside, pray. Outside, pray. Outside, pray. Outside, pray. Outside, pray.
We confront.
Hey, by the anointing of Zerubbabel, who art thou, O great mountain? By the anointing of Cyrus, we break through every stronghold. Hekebo sendele de paradiata, ratakabo sokoriate. In Jesus. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alabaradabasia time. I'm outside. Are you people ready tonight? Did you know you came here so that your life can turn around? Please hold the hand of your neighbor and lift it up. The Lord has sent me outside. Any force that has confronted you, any force that has limited your progress, some of you don't even know that you are being opposed by a satanic force. You just discover that anything you do, nothing is working. Or it takes a long time before something works. Please hold your hands and lift it up. Now, the power of God will come on 11 people outside. And I see the Lord breaking chains. I see the Lord confronting shrines, the power of shrines. Any demonic force, any altar that has limited you, that has restricted you, you are going to shout the name Jesus. And that power will be released right now. Altars will be broken. Chains will be destroyed. God is setting ablaze shrines. I see 11 people coming under the power of God outside. Please lift your hands outside. Father, every force of hell that has opposed them, every force of stagnation, limiting their progress, as they shout this shout of Jesus, let there be a breakthrough. Let chains be broken. Let there be a release. Let those forces of hell crumble. Are you ready outside? You are going to shout the shout of Jesus at the count of three. 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Break, 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 break. Help them, bring them for me. Break. I see those 11 people now. That burden is being lifted. Help them, please. You guys go inside, go inside. We need people outside. Where are the ushers? We need people outside. I command those yokes to be destroyed. I send fire to that shrine. I send fire to those covens of witchcraft. I curse you now. I curse you now. Hallelujah. We need people outside. This is how God is moving today, okay? So you will just have to follow that. I'm going to walk through the aisle outside. Are you ready? God really loves you. God really loves those of you outside. Maybe it's somebody's prayer that God is answering. Listen, I will walk through the aisle. I'm not going to touch anybody. And there's an angel walking with me right now. A lot of things will be distributed. There are altars that will be set on fire. Family altars, ancestral altars, village altars, shrines, altars of shrines, altars that take blood, take blood, take blood from Ayadakata. Rakotes keteke barakatai. Marusta tekreteke la baradia. Hear me? There are two people that God is taking away the spirit of death from them now. Outside. Please lift your hands, everybody. Just before I proceed, there are two people outside. The power of God will come on them. I see God taking away the spirit of death right now. Let them go. 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 You spirit of death. Over their families. Go. Ala rata balaka sipra. Help this woman. You guys, just enter. We need people inside. Hallelujah. Are you ready? I'm going to march through the aisle outside. Hear me. All kinds of things will happen. There will be deliverances. God will be destroying a lot of things. I see shrines that are being set on fire. I see a family altar that just broke into two right now. Are you hearing me? There will be distribution of anointings, graces, all kinds of things. Diseases, sickness will leave people right now. Are you ready? There's an angel walking with me now. Father,
Let there be a massive distribution of grace. Show those ones outside mercy. Show these ones mercy. In the name of Jesus. Please lift your hands and just close your eyes outside. As I walk through, I'm walking through now. Marakas koto rosketele bahai. When you are here, when you are there, when you are there.
Paradakos maya takatekeba.
When you are there, when you are here.
Touch.
Marandokos kete. I see thunder being released. Thunder being released. Altars are destroyed right now. Ele baharust katalamande brekete. Mereke bosya ta. Vedos katalabaradia bosa. In Jesus' name. Father, let there be a release of anointing here. All of you around this place, please lift your hands. The Lord is taking burdens. These people around here where I am, the Lord is lifting burdens. Any burden that has been placed on you. The burden of your family. The burden of your loved ones. The burden of your career. Your academics, your business is lifted. Hands is lifted. Is lifted.
Touch.
Allahabakasutayama. Is lifted. 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 Just close your eyes and lift your hands. It's lifted. Is lifted. Is lifted. Is lifted. Is lifted. Is lifted. Is lifted. The Lord is telling me, for those of you outside, instrumentalists, wait. The Lord is telling me, for those of you outside, that this will be your season of a release. Divine release. Divine release. Divine release. Everything you lost in the past and everything that is meant for you this season is being released. Please be careful with them. Divine release. This is how you know the mercy of God is working. Why will God tell me to come outside? For some of you at this point, the sound is even very far. But I believe this is the prayer of somebody. Lift your hands. It's a season for divine release. Anything that is owed you is being released. See, a lot of financial resources is being released right now. This is a word for somebody outside. Where you were rejected just recently, you'll be accepted. This is a word for somebody outside. Where you were rejected recently, they will call you back with acceptance. I prophesy the favor for acceptance is coming on you, sir. The favor for acceptance is coming on you, sir. God is taking away reproach, sir, from your family. God is taking away reproach.
Touch!
In the name of Jesus. Wave your hands and give him praise. When you are here, Just the keyboard.
When you are here.
Increase the keyboard.
When you are here.
When you go back home, tell your people that it is the season of good news. The Lord says, go back and tell your mom and your sisters it's a season for good news. I don't know you, but that's what the Lord is saying. It's your season for good news. Weeping endures for the night, but joy, joy is coming. Joy is coming. Joy is coming. Joy is coming. I see the cloud of God's glory outside. That's why I'm still here. I see the cloud of God's glory. There's a huge cloud. You can't see it with your physical eyes. There's a cloud of the glory of God over this place. A lot of things are happening. Just lift your hands and receive. A lot of things are happening. The glory of God is outside. The Bible says it was to them a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. I sense a burning anointing. I sense a burning anointing. It's coming on some people right now, even inside. I sense a burning anointing. I sense an anointing for fire. Be careful. I sense an anointing of fire coming on a few people, young men and women. It's coming on them. It's coming on them. It's coming on them. Mambrateke malos kataya. Hey! Jesus. Can you lift your hands, my dear? Just lift your hands and close your eyes. Close your eyes. Lift your hands. When you are here, when you are here, and you are here, God is going to shut a door that the enemy has opened over your life, and God is opening a new door for himself. You are going to say Jesus three times. Number one.
When you are here,
I'm going to do this later. Listen, I'm going to do this later. Shh. I'm going to do this later, but I feel the Spirit of God telling me to do it now. Perhaps this is for anybody outside who is a music minister. The Lord is releasing a psalmist anointing. Lift your hands. That's it. I don't know if there are music ministers here outside. The Lord is releasing a psalmist anointing. In fact, there are about three of you. You are not even doing anything about music for now. But it's the anointing that will move you to begin. Right now, receive it. And it comes with a prophetic grace.
Push!
Help them. Help them.
Coach!
It's an anointing for music ministers. Psalmist anointing. It's being released. The sound of the Spirit will be born in you. It will be born in you. It will be born in you. You will hear the songs of heaven in the morning time, in the night time. Songs of deliverance.
songs of victory, songs of intimacy. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. I will trust. God has not allowed me to go in yet. I'm still here. Oh my God. Say, those of you outside, say thank you, Jesus. Now there's an oil of favor coming on 23 people. Are you hearing me? This is how you know the mercy of God is at work. Why would God tell me to come outside? It's because of you. The fact that you are outside does not mean you are away from the meeting. No. God, whom you came to see, is visiting you right now. Lift your hands. I release that oil of favor on 23 people. I'm sorry, guys, but God has not allowed me to go inside. So I'm just here. I'm even sweating. There's no handkerchief, but I can't leave. Thank you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I will trust in you. Yeah, I will trust in you. Let the weak say it's an oil of favor. I'm strong in the strength of the Lord. Can I pray for you? I will trust. Hey, alamando kosika. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. There's somebody outside. Your father, hear me. Your father is owed money. Don't know whether he retired from somewhere they've not paid him, or he worked somewhere and they are owing him, they've not paid him up till now. Come and meet me. You're outside, especially around this place. The Lord wants to release it. I'm seeing the man standing before me, and the Lord says it's time. I'm seeing the cry of your father. The Lord said it's time. They've not paid him for a long time. I don't know whether he worked somewhere or is retiring. And just come and meet me. Once they come, just identify them. Keep them close by. It's your season of favor and recovery. That man wearing white. Yes, you. You are looking back. Yes, you. Come, sir. There's something that God wants to release on you. Come. Oh my God. This is how you know the mercy of God. When you go to a meeting, don't care where they put you to sit down. Just have expectation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I want to pray for you. Lift your hands. There's something you will receive. Close your eyes. Trust in you. Let the weak say I, all of you, am strong. There's somebody outside. I want to pray for you, but God is using the name of your church to locate you. I don't know, but it's like you attend, is it Christ Apostolic Church or Apostolic something? You attend it, or your family is your church, like Christ Apostolic Church or something.
I want to pray for you, but that's what God is using to locate you. It's not about the church. That's just what you attend, or like your family, that's their church. Christ Apostolic Church or something like that. Apostolic Church. Come to me. Where are you? You're outside. It's like your family church or something. Come, wherever you are. All of you, lift your hands. Father, your word says a laborer is worthy of his wages. Let the weak say I. Let there be recovery and restoration. Let there be recovery and restoration. Recovery and restoration. Recovery and restoration. Receive it for him. Where's that apostolic church somebody? Where is the person? Is you? Your family? That's their church? Lift your hands. God is going to use you. Do you know? But are you ready to walk with God? Huh? And let them come. Let them come. You, sir? Yes. God is going to use you. But the price will be great. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I see like God wants to pick you as the first. Tola makasku paradias. Let that weight of glory rest on you. The price will be very great, but if you yield to him, he will use you. I see a mighty prophet raised from this young man. In the name of Jesus. Touch! God is going to take away distraction and he will open these ears. You will start hearing him. The encounters you had when you were a child will come back. It will come back. The encounters you had when you were a child, it will come back. See a mighty prophetic grace. Jesus. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. Do you have sisters? You have?
Yes, sir.
So, how many children does your parents have? How many, you know, children are you people?
We are six, but we lost one.
You lost one?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm asking? I'm seeing you are not all the same complexion.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So the reason why I asked for a sister is because I'm seeing a lady who is light skin.
Yes,
lighter than you.
Yes, our last born.
That's your last born?
Yes, sir.
Where is she?
She's at home in Adamawa State.
She's in Adamawa State?
Yes, sir.
Lift your hands. Look at me. How old is she?
I think she should be 10. Yeah.
She's 10. I see the Lord taking away an infirmity from her stomach.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? You call her and ask her.
Amen.
There's this frequent stomach thing, and it's supposed to get worse according to the plan of the devil when she becomes a teen. I see God removing something.
Amen.
I see something coming out.
Amen.
Right now. The deliverance is happening to her right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
I lay hands on you and I declare that it gets to her now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name. Wave your hands and give him praise. You too. In worshiping you, Lord, hallowed be your name. Outside, just wave your hands to Jesus. Hallowed be your name. There's one lady that the Lord said I touch. I just remember now. Hallowed be this lady. Lift your hands. The Lord said I should touch you. That's why he sent me back. He just said I should lay hands on you. God has remembered you. Every form of accident is cancelled. Every form of car accident is cancelled. I don't know, but I see a car plate number with, I'm seeing two numbers, 6 and 7. And the Lord is telling me to rebuke auto crash. Receive it, my dear. Receive it. The hunger of the spirit. Ola mahasante le mahasa. Hallowed be. I speak divine preservation upon you. God Almighty, divine authority. Let me hear the voices of God's people. Oh Lord, be lifted. Just the voices. For you are holy, righteous and keyboard play. Oh Lord, receive it. One more time. Believe that I be. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Lift it up with the instrument. Believe that high.
Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Receive it, for you are holy. Oh,
holy, holy,
righteous, righteous and worthy, righteous and worthy. Hey, 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 oh, oh, yeah, hey. To him. Hey! Oh Lord! Hey! One more time. For you are holy. Holy. To Jesus. Oh Lord, believe that. Oh Lord, believe.
Father, we give you the praise and the glory tonight. Your name be exalted. I want you to say thank you, Jesus, three times.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to Jesus. In Jesus' name. Please be seated quietly. Just leave those who are under the anointing wherever they are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh Lord, we'll be lifted. Oh yes. Merahana
Halabaruko Sikri Tekele Baha Vereko Sabrahata Ebarakas Yutomoy. Play for me. Odebo Sandalaha Kaya. Oh, Hallelujah. This is the last day of the meeting, and I believe it's more of the ministry of the Spirit. That's what we call what is happening now. The Bible calls it the demonstration of the Spirit. All right? God is touching people according to His plan for them, releasing anointings for different purposes. Hallelujah. I sang that song because God wants to heal people now. So I'm going to pray for healing. Are you ready? I'm going to pray for healing, and God will set many people free. When Blessing was ministering, that was the vision I had. All kinds of afflictions, hidden sicknesses that will be healed. Hallelujah. I may not ask you to stand up, but I will give us instructions and then I will pray. But the Lord wants to heal people. The Lord is going to heal diabetes. Yes. So, as I'm declaring it now, you are healed already. And I'm going to call those people, you know, to come forward. The Lord is going to heal people right now. Amen. How many of those people did you record yesterday? Three. Okay. There are three people that were recorded yesterday that were confirmed healed when I was mentioning cases here. And they recorded their names. If you are amongst those three people, please come. There are three people who came forward and their names were recorded. If your name was recorded yesterday as somebody that was healed while Minister Kestring was ministering, and I mentioned you actually came for, please come. I want us to take that testimony and then I'll begin to pray. God is going to heal people of diabetes. God is going to heal people of hypertension. There's a woman in this auditorium. You are inside now, and it's like you are already under medication for hypertension. I want you to come. There's a woman, you are in the auditorium, you have hypertension. It looks like you're already under medical examination or you are under medication. The Lord is showing me a woman in this auditorium who has hypertension, and God wants to heal you. Amen. Can you give the Lord a big hand of praise? Hallelujah. Please bring the other handkerchief. All right. This conference, I told you, is like a retreat. So as you are seated, just soak in the atmosphere. Okay. Something is happening to your spirit, to your mind, and to your body. You know, there are some clothes that before you wash them, you soak them for a while, isn't it? So that the stains can be removed. That's what's happening now. You are being soaked in the presence of God. Amen. It is these kinds of things that made me who I am. Staying and soaking in the presence of God. I'm serious. God is still distributing anointing. So there are people that heavy anointings are coming on. That impartation is going to continue till the end of the service. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Is mommy the only one? The only one with the hypertension, right? Yes, but I'm seeing somebody else. I'm seeing a woman who is light skinned. But you may not know if your own is hypertension, but what the Lord is showing me is, bring it down a little bit. What the Lord is showing me is, this woman I'm seeing, you used to have some piercing chest pain. And then sometimes you pant. Your heart is like your heart pant. And then you also have this piercing. And the Lord is showing me that this woman is lighter in complexion than mommy.
Mommy said she's feeling the piercing pains.
She's feeling the pains now. Good. So mommy is one, but there's another woman I'm seeing. You are lighter than mommy. you have this piercing chest pain, and then sometimes your heart pants. You just say you are afraid. Glory be to Jesus.
Is your touch my faith is hiding on this
ground. Play it again.
Alabakasika telemai.
Meanwhile, this thing with chest pain, regardless of the issue, God is healing chest pains now. Inside at the overflow online, I just see all forms of chest pain. Any pain around this part of your body, I see the Lord taking it off right now. So this is what will happen. The moment you notice that the pain is gone or is going, I'd like you to come. Step forward. We are going to take your testimony. Whether you are the overflow or you are inside. Don't be like that young man who was healed of pile. Until today is ashamed to come and testify. Amen. I'm saying this so that in case he's here, maybe he will repent and still come out. Amen. I went to minister for a friend. I told you the story on Friday. You remember the story I told you? That program I went for where somebody was healed of fibroid, 10 years. Hallelujah. All of them. This woman is pregnant. Yes. Madam, come. How many months is that? Eh? Come this way. How many months?
7 months.
7 months. I want to pray that you will not die either before or while giving birth to this child. Don't be afraid. That I've said it means it is over. Cool? Are you hearing what I'm saying? How many children do you have before this one?
It's one.
One.
Yes, and that one, I gave birth premature. Before time, 7 months, that's when I gave birth.
You gave birth to her when you were 7 months. That one.
Yes.
And now you are 7 months again. All right. Put this on your child. That one, is he a girl? It's a girl.
You prophesy this one is a boy.
I prophesy to you.
Yes, I'm the woman that ovarian cyst and kidney stone turned to pregnancy.
Oh, you were the one that was healed of ovarian cyst, kidney stone, and then you became pregnant. Listen. That's the prophetic is not games. I don't know I prophesied to her before. And now, the Lord told me just before she said that, the Lord said I should proclaim that this child will be a boy and a prophet. And now she's confirming to me that I told her Is he a boy?
You said it's a boy. I didn't scan. They said it's a girl, but I don't care.
Come. Forget scan. You will give birth to a boy. Father, we change it to be a boy. And we declare preservation. You will not give birth at 7 months. You give birth. You see, so don't forget about the lies of the enemy. So sometimes from next week, you start having pains as if it's contraction. It will cease. You'll get to month number 9. You'll push out a baby boy in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Everything that you see me doing tonight, my prayer is that God will anoint certain people that will go and be doing it. This night is a night of impartation. Amen. All of you now that has used this handkerchief, check yourself. Check the pains. Let's start with the pains. Check them one by one. The pain. So, I didn't tell you another testimony from that program. The man of God sent me a text 24 hours later after I left the program. He told me that this is just to tell you, sir, some of the testimonies that happened in the service. And it was a testimony of a girl, a lady. She said she had suffered from chronic ulcer for 15 years. She can't do without eating breakfast. I have the message on my other phone. I'll share it with you to, next Sunday. That she must eat breakfast. Once it's 8 a.m., it can't pass 8 a.m. and she doesn't eat. Well, God healed her in that service. She felt this heat all over her tummy. She went back the next day and fasted till 2 p.m. for the first time in 15 years. The family people were afraid. They were agitated. Say, no, go and eat, go and eat. The next day she fasted till 4 p.m. No pain. And the third day she fasted. This was now into the new year. Till today, I've not seen the young lady. I don't even know if I touched her in that meeting. Amen. God is going to heal every ugly disease right now. Please put your right hand wherever the condition is. I'm going to pray shortly. Yes, give me the testimony, sir. Go ahead. Bishop, let me hear you. Check them and confirm clearly.
Papa, sir, this is Ruth Ibrahim.
Pastor Henry, please, can you follow him and check, because this is a medical thing. And if we need a doctor, yeah, let's have it. Yes, go ahead, Bishop.
Yes, sir. She came in with a neck pain yesterday.
She came with what?
Neck pain, as you described yesterday.
Yes.
And immediately the prayer was offered, the neck pain disappeared.
Completely, sir. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. Your healing is permanent in Jesus' name. Amen.
Papa, this is Paul. He came in with headache and joint pain. And you mentioned his case and immediately he received this healing. He was healed yesterday.
Glory be to Jesus. And how do you feel now?
I feel strong.
Good.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. It's permanent in Jesus' name.
Papa, this is Fatima Ezekiel. She also came in with a neck pain. She had a neck pain since morning. She came in with a neck pain.
Neck.
Same,
okay.
Pain,
yes.
Same neck pain. And she was healed in the service. Also.
Glory be to Jesus.
This is Mommy Hajara. She had a shoulder pain yesterday during the service, but while the prayer was offered, she was also healed.
Shoulder pain.
Yes, shoulder pain. You described the situation.
Yes,
the
I remember when I said,
yes, sir.
I was hitting my shoulder like this.
Yes, sir.
This show, your, it was
I
this show.
Before I can't do anything with this hand. Well.
Try swinging like this round, Mommy. Let's see. They don't swing, Minister Nathan. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Now, that shoulder pain, right now, God is healing anybody with any pain or difficulty on your shoulder. There's somebody, you don't have pain, but it's like your shoulder is locked. Just bring it down a little bit. It's like your shoulder is locked. I don't know how to describe it, but it feels like it's hooked. Your shoulder feels locked. That's how I'm hearing it. Play, please. That's how I'm hearing it. God is healing you. That shoulder has been released now. Check yourself and step forward, please. I beg you. Step forward. I'm doing this because God said, after the testimonies, then I'll begin to heal. They overcame him by the word, blood of the Lamb, and by the word. Aha. So that person's shoulder has been released. And every kind of shoulder pain, is healed. There's somebody who has a very deep pain, a piercing pain under this clavicle, one of your clavicle, right? You know what they call clavicle? This bone here, this bone. Yeah. Yes. It's what you call clavicle. So it looks like one of your blood vessels is being compressed. You are having this, not blood vessels, like your nerve. It's like a nerve. You have this pain under. God is healing you. God just released it now. There's another person you are feeling your own in this fossa. Medical science will call this a fossa. All right? But I won't tell you what kind of fossa is this. Study medicine when you get to heaven. It's a fossa. God is healing you. In the name of Jesus. There's somebody that God is purifying your blood. I don't know why. I don't know what is in your blood, but God is purifying your blood. And I see the Lord healing heart conditions right now. So check yourself. Whether I mention your case or not, check yourself. Check yourself because God is setting you free. All kinds of leg pains. Legs. Your legs. All kinds of leg pains are being healed. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There's somebody that God is touching your liver. Your liver. God is touching your liver right now. God is healing your liver. You are going to feel something there. I don't know if you have a medical diagnosis, but you'll feel something there now. God is healing your liver, that organ called your liver. God is healing you. Please wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Thank you, Father. 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 I see God healing spines. Your spine, the center of your back. I'm sorry, I have to sometimes be dramatic because not many, all kinds of people come to church, okay? And you have to ensure you reach everybody. Some people can't even hear me because they can't speak English. So that's why I'm demonstrating. Spine at the center of your back. God is healing you. Is that Bishop's wife going out there? When she was walking away, I saw something being removed from her lower back. As she was walking like this, I saw something removed. I saw an angel pull out something. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. God has done striking miracle here.
Glory
since
be to Jesus.
Since 2014, after she gave birth to her first daughter, she has been experiencing sharp pain and palpitation. In fact, her doctor said they have to take her to Egypt to replace one of her valves.
They had to take her to Egypt.
Yes.
To replace
one of her valves in the heart.
In the heart, yes. Yes.
But ever since you prayed for her.
No, I didn't pray. She only held my handkerchief.
Yes, she held her handkerchief. She felt relief. The palpitation just ceased.
Since 2014.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says that the woman touched the hem of his garment. May you touch the garment of the master today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You may not need that operation again.
Yes, sir.
Or did you go? You didn't go. Okay, but you were supposed to go.
Yes, sir.
You don't need it again.
Amen.
How many children do you have, ma?
Two.
You have two?
Yes, sir.
You want one more or you are okay?
I need one more.
You need one more?
Yes, sir.
Come and take one more. Which sex do you want? Boy or girl?
Girl.
Girl. You want girl?
Yes, sir.
Father, let it be to her according to her desire.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You'll come back with your testimony. Give Jesus praise. Give Jesus praise. Overflow. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Yes,
sir. This is Mrs. Jessica.
Yes.
For the past 3 weeks, she has been experiencing hypertension. So it comes with a sign of sharp pain, just as you described. But ever since the handkerchief has been laid on her, the sharp pain reduces.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No more palpitation, no more pain.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen.
This is Mommy Jumai. She has been experiencing sharp pain for the past 10 years.
Yes.
And she has been on antihypertensive.
She has been on
antihypertensive.
What is that, sir?
That's hypertension. She has been diagnosed with hypertension.
Yes.
So the antihypertensive is drug.
Okay, she has been on hypertension drugs.
Yes.
For how long?
For more than 10 years.
And now?
And now, the symptoms just disappeared after the packages must have laid on her.
Years.
Yes, sir.
This is an elderly woman, so she will not come here and stand before her children and lie. 10 years.
Yes, sir.
You've been on drugs, mommy.
Yes, sir. Even my husband, more than 15 years. Me, more than 10 years.
Your husband, more than 15. You, 10.
Yes, sir.
You don't need to spend that money again.
Amen.
Use it to cook vegetable soup and eat.
Amen. I connect my husband in Jesus' name.
Amen. Father, we thank you for perfection. What you have done for her, you will do for her husband. Right now, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. I saw, when you left, I saw you were wearing, it was as if you were wearing something like a belt. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
It's like you were wearing something like a belt. Let me explain the belt. It's like this, you know, from top down and then this way. I saw like something like a belt, but it's made of metal. That's the spirit of affliction that causes pains in those areas. And as you were going, I saw an angel pull it out of you. Amen. Husband, come. Let's find out if it is true. I described it. I saw it was from here. It hooked here. Then went down like this. This way. So this side, this place, here, sometimes here. I saw like something in the spiritual. I saw a metal, but it was like a belt. And I saw the angel pull it out.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And I believe by
today, this morning, I was telling him I was feeling a kind of pain here that I don't
at your lower know. Back.
Yes.
It's not pain. They wore you something, but it has been pulled out.
Amen.
Amen. It's a beautiful thing to see in the spirit. Amen. Talamaku sapitai. Parakate krosku pratilamas. There's a deliverance going to happen now. I'm hearing this. I'm hearing a, like an animal. I'm hearing him crying. It's a demon in the life of somebody, and that person will be free now. Just relax. Whether it's in the overflow or yeah, that person will be free now. I'm hearing the cry of a demon, like a beast, like a dragon, and he's crying. Right now, I speak liberty. Freedom by the Spirit. You'll hear a shout. Bring the person. Now, it's not like the spirit is not crying. It's angry. You know, if you hear a dog do, as I heard it, and I saw it in the spirit, is a dragon. But in the name of Jesus, the fire of God comes on that beast. I want to announce to Maiduguri, before I start praying for healing now, you remember I told you those principalities I saw on those gates? God revealed to one of our sisters. Where is Sister Christiana? Where is she? Prayer department. That spirit you saw, is one of those principalities. And it has fallen. Just don't tell me the story. Just tell me what happened to the... Tell how did it look like and what happened to it. straight.
It looks, it's like a very big snake that has hands.
Snake that has hands. Have you seen that one before? But actually, snakes used to have hands. That's a talk for another day.
It's round the whole house in the roof. But the people in that house,
they couldn't see it. What happened to the snake when you saw it?
It died. When I entered.
She had that vision and shared it with me on Friday morning. One of the principalities over this land has fallen. Amen. Amen. You can return back. God bless you, ma. So you will see, after this conference, you will see releases for believers in the city. You will see a change. Now, that this is how you know a real, this is what marks a real program. If we run all these things and nothing happens to the city, we are just joking. A beast has been killed. You will see it in government, in the humanitarian sector. You will see a release for God's people. Amen. That spirit, I saw it in 2018. So that's the reason why you need patience in spiritual warfare. Some forces don't go down after 3 days fasting. You will have to keep praying and pounding and keep praying and pounding. It has dropped. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You will see there will be things that will happen in this city in the days, weeks, and months ahead. And you will believe that it has been done. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. It is raining. Let me pray for the sick now. All around me, I can feel it, the lathering right on Jesus. We need more rain. Not physical rain now, until we are well. And we are soaked with the latter rain. Of course, God knows we are not, I'm not asking for physical rain now. The rain will fall later, maybe from midnight into tomorrow. Amen. Next week, when you are going around, go with an umbrella, because rain will fall where next week. Amen. You know, it's not whether you believe it or not. Me, I'm just telling you, so make sure you are not a victim. Amen. The power of God is sweet. So this one, I can punish somebody and say, oh, you, rain. Amen. A lot of rain will fall next week. So when you go out, go with your umbrella, go with your rain boots, go with your, lock your windows anytime you are going out. Amen. The rain will not fall when I'm going out. Yes. It's not my fault. Okay? You saw it was cloudy today. Abba. No, now. As many as received him, to them gave him to become. No. Our chief of protocol came to carry me from the house. He said, sir, should I take the umbrella? I say, well, he said, because of the rain. I say, you can carry, but rain will not fall. In fact, I left one of my windows deliberately open. I left some things outside with you. Now, let me teach you something before I pray for the sick. Let me teach you a very simple, this one, whether you have fasted and prayed or not, whether you love God or not, this is a very simple principle. It will work for anybody. If you want to walk in the miraculous, don't, when you pray for something, the moment you finish praying for that miracle, let me keep it to myself. Because now I'm going to release to you what, okay, let me give you. Jesus said, freely you receive. Try it. If you are trusting God for a miracle in something, when you have prayed about it, especially when you have signs that tells you it is done, take your heart and your eyes off it. Don't look at it again. Number two, if you speak over a situation to change, how you know you are praying by faith is when If you see physical signs that it is changing, leave that young man. The power of God is not on me. In fact, come and put my handkerchief on this girl. There's a spirit that must leave this girl. This one here. With clothes that has net. Come. Yes, take this particular handkerchief. Put it there. Don't meet me after the service. I won't give you a handkerchief. Just put it on her head. Yes. Put it there. Yes. Keep your hand on it, on her head. There's a spirit that will leave her. What was I saying? I don't have message this night. Oh, we'll soon be done. Eh? There are 6 to 7 spirits in her that will jump out. They will jump out. Please, as you are holding her, protect the other one. We need people in the front, please. Amen. So the second thing is, the prayer of faith is what works miracles. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 verse 5. It says, he that ministers the spirit to you and worketh miracles amongst you. It said, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. In James chapter 5, the Bible says the prayer of faith. So it is the prayer of faith that changes things. Now, if you pray for something to change, and you are waiting for it to change to encourage you, you didn't pray by faith. Let me show you what prayer of faith is. You pray for it and it doesn't change, and you still believe that it has changed. That is faith. So when I told the chief protocol, he's there, look at him standing there, I told him, he remembers. When we left, the place was still cloudy, but after speaking to it, I knew that it was going to move. Yesterday, was it yesterday? It looked like it was going to rain. They were rushing to pull down the LED. I told Bishop to tell the gentleman who brought it. I said, tell them that it will not rain, but because we don't know what kind of faith they work with, they can go and do their thing. They ended up dismantling it, rained in for, they put it back. Amen. I am bringing you by the Spirit of God to a level of faith after this conference. You see, I didn't preach tonight, but the very spirit of faith is jumping into the heart of somebody here. The spirit of faith to work miracles and to command change. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Shout amen 3 times. Be seated. Clap for Jesus. The spirit of faith. That's how I walk around. That's the reason why. And I understand. I understand. It's difficult to walk with somebody like me. When you pray on something, forget about it. Don't even wait. Don't be encouraged when it changes. I got this principle from one of the generals of faith. But if I call his name, many of you will not know him. F.F. Bosworth. You don't know him. So, when you pray, know that it has changed. Have a picture in you that it has changed. Whether it changes or not. Your child is convulsing. Lay hands. Let them do the medical thing, but lay hands and curse that demon. Listen, how to know a demon is behind a physical situation is the agitation of that situation. When you see that situation happening so vigorously in a way that is creating a scene, you are dealing with a demon, not a sickness. You are dealing with a demon, not a natural issue. Cause that demon to leave. You'll see calmness. And when you do that, just walk away. When they come back and tell you that nothing has happened, tell them, don't worry, it will soon happen. So that when they come and tell you it has happened, tell them, I expected it. For we walk by faith. That's the prayer of faith. Many of you pray and you are waiting for it. I pray that the rain should not fall. Oh, look, the cloud. Oh. No, you don't understand faith. The Bible says, God who commanded light out of darkness to shine in darkness. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, verse 2 and 3 rather. He said, God who commanded light to shine in darkness. He saw darkness, but he spoke light. And he didn't check to see whether the light is coming. No. He finished that and was busy with the next set of creation. Because he knew. And it's called the faith of God, or the faith of the Son of God. When you come into Christ Jesus, that's the faith that is imparted in you. Galatians 2:20, for I have been crucified with Christ, yet not I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I live by faith, I live by the faith of the Son of God, by the faith of the Son of God. So my new life in Christ is not going to be by my own faith. It took my own faith to believe for salvation. But when I'm saved and born again, that faith is thrown away and God imparts on me his own faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved. That is why if it is by faith, it must happen. Because it's not natural faith. There's a message I preached last year, Living Faith. Go and listen to it. All those long messages you don't want to listen to, but if you can go after this conference, sit down and listen. Some of you, the spirit behind those words will jump into you. All those long messages you don't want to listen to, you don't know what is inside. God may compress 5 years of my dealings and put it in 2 hours. I think it's fair enough. There was a time I received a particular anointing. I won't tell you what kind of anointing. How did I receive it? You know, Tongues of Fire by Dr. Paul Enenche, God's servant. I put it and I was praying and fasting. For that 3 days, that was my music for prayer. In the morning, in the night. I was up in that hotel room. I didn't come down. Lock the door. Lock the windows. Don't see the sun. Even native doctors and herbalists do it now. Before Esther went to the king, she shut the door in fasting and prayer. There are times when you need to know how to shut. The light you want to see is not sunlight. The light you want to see is spirit light. Praying and para-da-da-da-da. You know how very powerful those tongues are. In fact, I recommend it for deliverance. Anybody having nightmares, just play those tongues and go and sleep. You will see. There's something God put in that man. I'm not hyping him. I'm just saying the truth for the way it is. So, on the second night, I don't know whether I was asleep or awake, but I remember I was looking at myself lying down. And as I'm saying this testimony, there's going to be a heavy impartation of this fire on some people, inside and outside. I was lying down and I saw my whole belly on fire. I saw fire. And I saw him standing by me. And that tongues that was playing, he was speaking it from his mouth. It was as if he was speaking it into my belly. And then at a point, he stretched forth his hand. I said, Papa. He said, yes. Then he hit my tummy. Bam! That fire went all over me. The rest is history. Okay, let me tell you what the anointing is. It's the anointing for deliverance. After that day, that's the end. So sometimes if God wants to really do intense deliverance, I didn't know that that anointing had a lot of connection. For instance, I didn't know that if you receive that anointing, there is a way you have to live your life. And then after a while, there's an angel that will come and walk with you if you carry that anointing. So you often will hear me tell you that there's an angel who used to come. He's always here. He has never come like this. He's always here. He will come and stand. It's fire all over him. Once he comes and stand, he doesn't smile. He will just stand and look at me. I may even be preaching and you are laughing. Once I see him look at me, I start giving declarations. As soon as I do that, he goes with lightning speed. Okay, I know many of you don't believe, so let me experiment it for you. I will release that fire. This one is not deliverance, but I will just release the fire. It will touch some people, at least about 7 people. Father, if these encounters I'm saying is real, I stretch my hands inside and outside. Let that baptism of fire rest upon at least 7 people. Let them drink of that thing. Drink from it. 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 You see, he's moving. He's moving. Help that lady. He's moving zigzag. You see that? You see. Once I give the command, it's not to him. Are they not all ministering spirits? Sent forth to minister for, not to. For, not to. if it is two, it means that I can command them. But he says, send forth to minister four. Give us that scripture, Hebrews 1:14. If it was sent forth to minister two, it means I can command the angel. But I don't have the right to command the angel. Send forth to minister four. They are parallel to your ministry. They are the divine counterparts. And anybody called into ministry, yeah, you must walk with angelic. Look at it. Send forth to minister four. King James is four. NIV is four. It's four, four, four. I'm not saying go and start praying for angels, no. But I'm just saying if you walk with God, you will grow to that point. So that's why when a man looks at me now and thinks this is all about Jonathan, he's confused. That's one. There are other ones. So some people have seen other ones. Like Pastor Prince, we saw the one that is of Revelation. I remember he mentioned it. Was he in prophetic school or so? He said he carries a long scroll. See, even outside. Bring them. Bring them. He saw the vision in prophetic school. He said, when I was teaching, the angel carried the scroll like this and was reading. And everything I'm reading, anything he's reading, that's what I'm saying. You need angelic assistance, even for business. Even for battle, for warfare. David did not lose any battle. You know why? David knew how to partner with the angelic army. The Bible calls it the Lord of Heaven's army. One time God told David, when he was to fight the Philistines, God said, don't go yet. He said, wait till you hear the sound of marching amongst the mulberry trees. That marching was the angels. They went ahead and then God said, now David, advance. Please lift your hands where you are. I release you into a season of angelic ministration. Angelic ministration. Angelic intervention. Angelic intervention. By day and by night. In your career and in your work. In your business and your family. In your academics, as a minister, as a preacher, the angel of your ordination is released to you now. Released to you now. Released to you now. Released to you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please be seated. I'm sorry, I can't pray for the sick again. Anybody that is sick, you are healed now. No more prayers. You are healed. Check yourself and come. Check yourself and come. Whether you are outside, after this one, I'll take an altar call and we are done. I'm sorry, I can't pray for the sick again, but I'm just declaring by divine authority, any sickness here is healed. HIV, STIs, STDs, blood disease, genotypes, change. Amen. Working with God is interesting. You see, this is not about me. I didn't do anything to get all those. All of this came by grace. And that's the mentality you must have. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 that your heart must be established with grace. It's not about me. There's one that met me recently. If you know, if you see somebody wearing, I'm not showing you my shoe, sorry. If you see somebody wearing a golden shoe, so they call him the angel of prosperity. It's tall, it's taller than this doll. That's the angel walking with some of our fathers, you see. Anywhere they go, doors open. The angel of prosperity. Now, before I came here, the Lord has shown us mercy. Hear me? The Lord has shown us mercy. The Lord told me this angel of prosperity. Then there is another angel that the Lord showed me this afternoon. He said, this one will begin to walk with you. The Lord said, this angel will begin to walk with you. So I said, what's the name of the angel? Then the angel said, he said, you have not heard of me. He said, I'm called the angel of performance. And as soon as he said it to me, I saw it flashed in my spirit. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. He said, you have seen well, for I'm watching over my word hastily to perform. It's called the angel of performance. He said, he'll walk with you from today. That's how I know that anything I speak today, God will honor it. In the next 5 minutes, I'll begin to make declarations. The angel of performance has been sent to us. Not just to me, to us. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If we were not this assisted by God, we would have been jollof rice for the devil. You need this level of assistance. You need this kind of personalities to walk with you where you enter a city, a strong city, where you enter a place where nothing prospers. You need angels like this. When you come against the hosts of darkness, when you come against wicked spirits, spirits that are older than time, ancient beasts, when you come against those beasts, you need angels like this. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This night I'm going to pray and curse a particular demon. You hear me? It's not even a demon, it's a spirit. Bring it down. There's a spirit in this town. It's called the spirit of infirmity. That spirit has other spirits working with him because it's a principality. So he has that spirit, eh? If he looks at you, something will be wrong with your body. That's why if you check in this city, sadly, many pastors in this city that died because of sickness. Go and check. But now in this service, after many years of prayer, I feel the anointing to curse that spirit. That spirit is standing. There's one hospital that has, we use initials to call the hospital. You know the hospital. It stands there. So people will always be sick. It's called the spirit of infirmity. This thing, these are not visions I saw now. I've seen these visions as far back as 2014. But the anointing to curse that spirit has come. Pastors will be set free from diseases. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Please be seated. Father, we decree and declare healing in this place. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. We decree and declare divine healing right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we arrest the spirit of infirmity. And we command you, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Please wave your hands and give Jesus praise. This is the realm of your glory. This is the realm of your grace. I can feel your mighty power. It is moving in this place. We're in the presence of angels with God's glory on their wings. Like the voice of many waters, I can hear the angels sing. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy, and you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. So here we are. All kinds of stomach issues. Stomach and intestines, any kind of medical issue with your stomach, your intestine, it is healed right now. Any kind of ulcer, any kind of infection, any swelling,
is disappearing right now. I see God healing some women of breast lump. Not just one, at least about three. Those of you outside, please listen. Those online too. Breast lump is being healed, is disappearing. At least about three women. Please step forward quickly. In fact, for one or two of you as you are coming, is when you get here that the lump will disappear. I see lump disappearing. I see lump disappearing in the name of Jesus Christ. Lump on your breast, a woman is disappearing. Please step forward. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 from verse 1. Please put it up for us. Of your hand. We are going to leave in the next 20 minutes. Please make sure you wait till the last declaration. Okay? And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith, verse 5, should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. This is what we call the demonstration of Spirit and power. And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you. This is it. Give me till 7:30. We are going to close this meeting by 7:30. But I want to, that angel of performance, I want to make declarations so that there can be a shift in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So those women with lumps, step forward. God has healed you. How many of you, I made a declaration last night. I said that God was going to give you encounters when I was praying about wealth. As a matter of fact, God said I should do an impartation for wealth. He said that thing I did yesterday was just for supply. There are people who need to carry the anointing for wealth. Now, how many of you last night had an encounter after that prayers? In your dream, in your vision, you had an encounter. Please step forward. I said I'll close this service by 7:30. So I'm minimizing my time. You had an encounter after the declaration yesterday. You had an encounter last night in a dream or vision of the night. Please step forward. Whether you are the overflow, of course those in the overflow are very much part of this service, or you are in the auditorium or you are online, you had a dream, a vision, an encounter last night. Please step forward. Quickly. Quickly. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for performing your work in the lives of these ones in front. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for setting them free. Thank you for impartation of grace. For what the Lord does abides forever. Nothing can be taken from it. Nothing can be added to it. God does it so that men will fear Him. We thank you because it is sealed. In Jesus' name. Amen. I think we need more than one line. Somebody can stay there. This place is too crowded. Somebody can stay there. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed so far? Finally, I want to pray for teenagers. If you are between the age of 12 to 19, I want to pray for you. We do this every youth aflame. You see, the Bible says of John the Baptist that he shall go forth in the spirit and power of Elijah. The power was for performance. The spirit was for character. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God doesn't just want to anoint you with power. He wants to put his spirit on you so that something will happen to your character. There is a manner of life you must live with. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So this impartation for teenagers is, I'm transferring to them the grace of God that will make them surrender their youth to God. Because one of the things that God helped me with was my teenage age was consumed by Jesus. It's not by luck now. That's why at my age now, it's teenage age was for God. In fact, I started fasting from age 6.
Are you hearing me? Now that it's I believe it's a special grace. And that's why parents should train their children. But I also believe God can impart a special grace that can turn the heart of a child to love God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So everyone that is age 12 to 19, whether you are the overflow, you can hear my voice. Please step forward. You are in the auditorium, step forward. Age 12 to 19. Forget, I know some, I don't want them to know my age. Keep that matter and come and receive something. Age 12 to 19. Some may even be in universities. Alright? Yes. Please gently carry them. Where is Elijah? Bishop, give Elijah a room. These people here, send them there. Elijah, quickly, in 2 minutes, please. Go and continue the deliverance and the impartation. And age 12 to 19. Can we clap for these ones? I have decided to follow Jesus. I know you used to dance to it. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided. Please just carry those ones on and take them to the room. Just create a room for them. There's space here. Yeah. To fall, no turning back. No, sing it one more time. Those of you in front, sing. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no. Fire of God is going to come on all of you in a moment. But I want you to listen to me. Look straight to me. Look straight into my eyes and listen to me. All of you, listen to me very well. And please listen to me because I was once your age. Are you hearing me? I was once a teenager like you. I know what you are struggling with. I know the temptations you face. I know what peer pressure is like. I didn't fall from heaven like this. No, I grew. And every other person here. The best way to stay away from the contamination and the evil of this world is to give your life and your heart to Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Do you know that before you were born, look at me, everybody, look, all of you here, look straight to my, don't, make sure you don't leave my face. Do you know that before you were born, in heaven where you came from, something was written about you. You are not here by accident. There's a story that God is telling with your life. It doesn't matter whether you are from a single parent, whether you were born out of wedlock or you were born into a family. You are not a mistake. You are not an accident. It was God that determined to release you. In fact, so great is your destiny that your family should be grateful to God that they have you. I know that they may not see anything good about you now for some of you. But when God turns your life around, some of you out of here will come governors, senators. It's true. The president of Nigeria today was once a child. Some of you are here, you don't even know where God will take you to. Some of you may leave this country to another country and God will use you to do great things. But if you must fulfill that divine assignment, you must hand over your life to God. Now, God doesn't force you, it's a choice. That's one of the gifts God gave you. He gave you choice. And you are in the age where you need to start making decisions that will determine your life. Anything about your life from this point will be by the decision you make. You can decide to follow God, or you can decide to keep God. I will come later. Let me enjoy the world more. The only problem is that if you make that second decision, you are not guaranteed whether you will be alive to return back to God. Some of you may make that second decision and that will be the end of your life. So when many things are calling for your attention, friends are looking for you, video game, theme, season theme. Listen, there was a time I loved wrestling. I loved wrestling. I used to watch, how many of you like wrestling? I used to watch wrestling a lot. Every week, Raw and SmackDown. I know they miss. I had DVDs. My elder brother is here. I had DVDs like this. But when I started following God, I lost touch with those things. Now, sometimes I can spend weeks. I don't put on my TV. I have a TV at home. Smart TV. You can enter YouTube with it. Sometimes for 2 weeks, that TV doesn't come on. It's not like what they are showing there is not interesting. It's just that I found something more interesting. And it's God. And I want you to rededicate your life to God, because Satan is really after people of your age. Look at what he's doing in your secondary schools, in your primary schools. Some of you have seen witchcraft firsthand. And some of you here who have witchcraft in you will be delivered. No, there's no power here that can stand. No, they're not born you well. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says they were baptized into Moses under the cloud. Are you hearing me? You see all kinds of things happening in your schools. But it's time to give your heart and your life to God. God wants to use you to bring change to your school. Some of you have teachers who are sick. Teachers who need deliverance, who are struggling. You think that it's only them that can teach you. Yes, they will teach you. But there's something that can come on your life that can bring deliverance to your teacher. You may not even need to lay your hands. You will receive something this night. When you resume next term, that's a new session, right? In September, you just enter your class and you carry that atmosphere. And that your teacher that was sick will be delivered. They are asking, I don't know if they still do it now. They'll call somebody's name. Answer present, present. Do you still do it? You can just answer that present. And that teacher is healed. Are you hearing me? The first time God worked healing through me, as told by my father to me, I think I was about 5 or 6 years. My father is a pastor. He asked me to lay my hand on him. He had a ministration. I had headache. He couldn't go. I laid hands on him and the headache left, according to him. And he stood up and we went together. I remember the program we went for. It was in St. Andrew's Protestant Church, Navy Town, Ojo, Lagos. Never forget that evening, because I was at the back. The adults were blocking me. I couldn't see. But I know people were falling down in that meeting. It's in my front till today. All right? So give your heart to the Lord. God wants to use you. Some of you are the political solutions of our country. Some of you will be doctors that will bring great innovations. Some of you work in banks. Great things. Now it's time to preserve your destiny. Are you ready to surrender your heart and your life to Him? I know some of you have boyfriend. I understand. I'm not going to call you out. But after tonight, you will go back and leave that boyfriend. You don't need that person now. Are you hearing me? Truly, you don't forget any lie they tell you. You don't need that person now. You need Jesus. You need Jesus to intoxicate your life. You need to walk with His joy and His peace. Are you hearing me? When you go back, there will be something different about you. There will be life, joy, happiness around you. Even your parents will know. Are you ready to receive? So you are going to pray a prayer of rededication with me. You are going to surrender and rededicate your life again, and then I'll pray for you. Huh?
Use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my...
I'd like you to put your right hand on your chest, all of you. With your eyes closed, repeat this prayer after me and mean it from the depth of your heart. If you have ever been serious before, I want you to be serious now. Some of you are already crying. I mean, you need to see, many of them are in tears here. Please say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, today I give you my heart and I receive your life. Save me. Live in me. Walk with me. Walk through me. Teach me the things I don't know. Use me for your glory and help me to live for you. In Jesus' name. Please lift your right hand. Father, thank you for this prayer of rededication and surrender that they have made. Thank you because by this, many of them are now born again. Many of them are rededicated. Justified freely by grace, their sins forgiven through the shedding of the blood of Jesus. Come and live in them today. Come and walk with them and through them. Fulfill your promise that in the last days, sons and daughters will prophesy. Use them for your glory. In Jesus' name. Now lift your two hands. Father, I stretch my hands over these ones and I release right now a baptism of fire by your Spirit upon them. When I finish making the prayer, you people will shout Jesus 3 times. And when you shout Jesus, there'll be a baptism of fire. Deliverances will happen. Witchcraft will be broken. Anointing, graces will rest on people here. Are you ready to receive? Father, baptize them with your fire, with your Spirit. Give them a new heart and a new spirit. Change their lives and anoint them. Begin to use them for your glory. In Jesus' name. You are going to shout the name of Jesus at the count of 3. You shout it 3 times. 1, 2, 3. Number 1. Number 2. Arakrateke la barasukratele barakratika. Arasko pratema sukaya. Number 3. Touch, 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 touch. Fire of the Holy Ghost on these ones. Baptize them in fire. By your Spirit, let yokes be broken. Let witchcraft be destroyed and arrested. Let there be deliverances now. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. Take that fresh fire. Take that fresh fire. Shout Jesus one more time. Take it now. Take it now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, anoint young men and women here with gifts of the Spirit. Help this lady. Anything that connects you with Satan is broken now. Any covenant with dark powers, by the blood of Jesus, it is broken. It is broken.
It is broken.
Any soul tie, anything that connects your soul with another person, maybe because it was your boyfriend or your girlfriend, right now, I command that soul tie to be broken. I command the spirit of immorality to leave now. Marine spirits, leave them now. Serpentine spirits, leave them now. Any serpent is consumed by fire now. In the name of Jesus. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. It is done. Amen. Now when you go back, you have received the fire of the Holy Ghost. Many of you are going to start speaking in tongues. That's your new prayer language now. Are you hearing me? You are not crazy. That's the real thing. In fact, if you don't speak in tongues, you should be afraid of the devil. Huh? The next time anything happens in your life and you don't understand, just start speaking in tongues. Are you hearing me? It will change. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Allow them to return back to their seats. Let's give them a big, big God bless you. Hallelujah. Can we all rise on our feet as we close tonight? Hallelujah. Can we thank the Lord for this meeting? Thank the Lord for the Youth Aflame Conference. Outside, at the overflow, inside, please rise on your feet. Let's thank Him for this meeting and all that He has done. Thank Him. Take 2 minutes to thank the Lord. Take 2 minutes to bless Him. Thank you, Jesus. Baba, we thank you. We thank you. Baba, we thank you. We thank you. Oh, Baba, we thank you. Oh, we thank you.
I want to speak over your lives and then we are done. But if you are here, apart from the teenagers that I prayed for, and you know you want to surrender to Jesus, please, we are out of time. Pick your Bibles, your bags, and come to the front now. I want to pray for you. At the overflow in the auditorium, you want to surrender to Jesus. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want to have a conversant relationship with Him. Please, everybody standing, please walk to the front quickly. I'm waiting for you. We'll do this and then I'll pray and speak over your life and we are done tonight. Have you been blessed at all? This is an altar call now. Not just the teenagers now. If you are here and you want to surrender to Jesus, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, please take your Bibles and your bags and step forward. Let's put our hands together for them as they come. I'm waiting for you. I have just 10 seconds. Please step forward. Whether you are the overflow, God is calling you. We can't end this meeting without allowing people to be saved. You want to rededicate your life, you want to surrender to Jesus, I'm waiting for you. Please clap for them, they are coming. Don't wait to be the last. Please come quickly, come quickly. Jesus does not condemn you. Maybe if you clap better, they will come faster. Jesus loves you. This is the reason why this meeting was put up, so that your soul can be saved. I'm waiting for you. Hallelujah. 10 more seconds for those who are coming to surrender their heart and their life to Jesus. But listen, while they are coming, listen. I want you to live every day preparing for heaven. Recently, the Lord has... I feel this strong urge in my heart about the rapture and about the coming of the Lord Jesus. Please don't be deceived. God is a God of love, but he's also the God of judgment. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. And those who refuse to accept Jesus as their Lord publicly may go to hell. Please live your life, for those of you that are believers, live your life every day conscious of the return of the Lord. He can come any day. Please never you forget that he is coming back soon. Never you forget. Don't go to sleep with malice in your heart. Don't go to sleep with bitterness, with unforgiveness. He may come that night. Don't live your life offending people. Live and walk in love. Jesus is returning soon. The last 1 week, there's just been this strong, urgent burden in my heart. Even if he doesn't return back soon, you may die any day. Live rapturable. Live prepared for the Lord. I'm still waiting for those who need to surrender to Jesus. And if you are here and you are not born again, let's secure your eternal salvation now. So that if anything happens to you and you die now, your home in heaven is sure. People don't believe that hellfire is real. Hellfire is real. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter who is preaching against it. It doesn't matter if the person has a PhD in theology. Hellfire is real. There will be theologians in hell. There will be pastors in hell. I will not be among them. One of the most surprising days in this world will be on the last day. Are you hearing me? Nobody should fool you. Jesus is coming back soon. And he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. The day of games are over. People conniving to dupe people in church. People stealing in church. Gossiping people. Assassinating character. No, no, sir. Respond to the love of God and love people. Live for God. Jesus will come back soon. He will come back soon. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8 to 9. And many scriptures I can quote. As a man of God, live ready. Live rapturable. As a music minister, live rapturable. People will offend you, yes, but don't carry them in your heart. Jesus is coming back soon. And before he comes, you don't know how long you will live on earth. In fact, before I go to sleep this night, I must make sure that I'm rapturable and ready. I live every day as though God will take my life any day and any time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The days of deception is over. Let's stand for God and walk in holiness and purity. It's time for even the pulpit to be clean. You are a man of God. Love God and walk in the fear of God. Live in consecration and purity. Oh, that's another secret I have. Let me tell you the truth. There are many things that people do, and it's not even a sin, but me, I don't even do it. Because the Bible says abstain from appearances of evil. I don't know about you, but the Holy Spirit I have, the power I have, I'm guiding it jealously. It will not end on the lap of one young lady. Never. You better find a way to see all women as trees. Including your wife. Are you hearing me? Including your girlfriend. When it's time for fun, a hen, remove tree and see woman. When is? Are you hearing me what I'm saying? That's one of the reasons for fasting. Maybe next month I will teach you on fasting and prayer. Don't think I've ever taught on that before. Many of us fast, but we don't live consecrated. I'm still waiting for those who need to respond to Jesus. Many of us fast and pray, but we don't live consecrated lives, holy life. God cannot deposit power in you. It will kill you. The power of God must look for pure vessels. Romans 1 verse 3, and he was declared to be the Son of God with power by the Spirit of holiness. Power cannot find contamination. It can kill. That's why anointed people die. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Live for God. Don't live and think this earth is all that you have. No, we will die one day. Live prepared for the Lord. Are you blessed with that charge? Stretch your hands towards this one and pray for them. Those of you in front, please lift up your right hand as a surrender to Jesus. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I receive you into my heart. Thank you for dying for my sins. And from today, help me to live for you. In Jesus' name. Keep your right hand lifted. Father, by the authority of your word, their sins are forgiven. We declare them born again as a household of faith. Thank you for the forgiveness of their sins. Right now, let your life come into them. Fill them with your spirit. Fill them with your spirit. Let the bondage of sin, Satan, death, hell, and the grave, witchcraft, and all demonic powers over their life be broken. Let them serve you in the liberty that they have in Christ Jesus all the days of their lives in Jesus' name. God bless you. Look at me, all of you. This is the best decision you have made. And I know that you have been blessed, but your life has changed. You are going to go to our counselors and they will talk to you before you leave. But this is what I want you to do for me. Number one, return back here next Sunday. All right? 3 p.m. You need more of the word of God and more of the ministry of the Holy Spirit to grow. All right? And then number two, come back next week with somebody who you know needs to know the Jesus that you know now. Are you hearing me? And I pray that you will be filled with spiritual hunger from today. Yes. The one that God put in my heart, God will double it and put it inside of you. Many of you will go and start fasting from tomorrow. You'll go and if you don't pray, it's like you committed sin. Because God wants to do something with your life. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Please turn to your left and just walk straight there though, direct to our counselors. Let's clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and let me speak over your life. I decree and declare that it is well with you. As this conference comes to an end, by the anointing of my life and by the forces of grace here present, I decree and declare that your life has taken a new turn. I declare a change of story. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare a change of story. In the name of Jesus Christ, anything that has confronted you before now will give way for you. The favor of the Lord rests on your life from today. The peace of God that passes all understanding guard you and your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. The breath of the Lord is coming upon you this season. You are anointed for signs and wonders. You are anointed to walk in power. In the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that you will walk in the love of God. You will walk in holiness, in purity and righteousness. Every gift that God has put in you, I stir it up to come out right now. Let ministries be bettered in this place. Let ministries be bettered in this place. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. Anyone seeking the comfort of the Lord, you are depressed, you are discouraged in this season. May the Lord comfort you by himself in this season. According to 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3, may the Lord comfort you this season. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with you from today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please clap your hands and give Jesus praise.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.